I'm sorry that I'm not savvy enough to understand what you are cryptically telling me, I said. What do you know about the history of remote viewing? He asked slowly. I know it was office-based, I said. That's right, he said. And it is no longer so, I said, my eyes narrowing. Oh, for fuck's sake, he said. If it's no longer office-based, then... He paused. He had two choices. He could either continue to reveal the secret enigmatically, which was a method that was clearly annoying both of us a little, or he could just come right out and tell me. And so he did. Psychic assassins, he announced. Cool, eh? They're teaching the special op assassins, the Fort Bragg guys who go out into the field to track down and assassinate terrorists, how to be psychic. They used to rely on hard intelligence, but things are changing. Intelligence is so often flawed. So instead, they're going back to the power of the mind. How does it work? I asked. We drop a special op guy in a jungle or a desert or at a border, he said. We know the target is a few miles away, but we don't know exactly where. What do? Wait for the spy planes? Wait for an interrogator to crack a prisoner? Sure, we do these things, but now we can augment all that with the power of the mind. So the assassins, I said, while waiting for hard intelligence, psychically envisage the location of their targets and start tracking straight away. Sure, he said. The mind is making a very big comeback down at Fort Bragg. 15 July 2004. I hear from Guy Savelli. He sounds excited, and I assume there has finally been some movement on his looming Al-Qaeda paranormal sting operation. The last time I spoke to Guy, he was being deluged with calls from young martial arts enthusiasts based in Axis of Evil countries who wanted to learn how to kill goats just by staring at them. Ever since then, Guy has been waiting for the go-ahead to start teaching the terrorists the stare, while acting as a spy on behalf of the intelligence services, but it is yet to come. I assume he is calling to tell me the latest news on this, but he says something else, something incredible, has happened. He has received a telephone call from Fort Bragg. Can he get down there right away to demonstrate his powers to a new commanding general who sees the spiritual side? I'm going this weekend, he says. Are you taking an animal with you? I ask. Yeah, he says. They want me to bring an animal. A goat? I ask. My resources are limited, says Guy. A hamster? I ask. All I can tell you, said Guy, is that there will be some kind of animal involvement. Are we talking about a small animal, cheap to purchase? I ask. Correct, confirms Guy. A hamster, I say. A silence. Yes, said Guy. I am taking a hamster out there, and I'm going to blow their minds with it. I hear Guy's wife say something to him on the other end of the phone. That's them on the other line now, says Guy urgently. I'll call you back. Guy, I shout after him. Ask them if I can come too.